The Ministry of Education will be implementing a revised curriculum for grades 1 to 9 come September 2016. The new curriculum will emphasize science, technology, engineering, and mathematics STEM, with the aim of improving the practical and critical thinking elements of education for the nation's students. Today we get into detail about how the STEM curriculum will be rolled out in schools. I'm Vaughn Davis, stay tuned.
The STEM initiative is a two-fold approach that we are taking with the Ministry of Education. One, we are integrating the STEM initiative, or the STEM methodology, in the revised national standards curriculum from grades 1 to 9. So we are changing the curriculum with a greater emphasis on the STEM methodology, more activity-based, problem-solving, real-world issues as we move forward.
STEM Technical Director at the Ministry of Education, Senator Wentworth Skeffery.
It embraces scientific method coupled with the design process. And in this context, it will create learners who are more innovative, who are more creative, who will have problem-solving skills, entrepreneurial skills, better communicators, and therefore add greater value to society and become greater quality learners as we go forward.
Mr. Skeffery says the STEM curriculum will be rolled out after the examination of the results of a pilot project currently underway, in which the curriculum is being tested on both primary and secondary students.
We have some 50 schools, both at the primary and secondary level, that is on a pilot that is testing this revised curriculum, which has a special feature of the integration of the STEM methodology. The pilot will be completed at the end of this academic year, with an objective to have a total rollout in all our primary and secondary schools come 2016.
A key component of the rollout, Senator Skeffery says, will be the transformation of 9 schools into fully-fledged STEM academies, each of which will focus on specific disciplines. The schools are Dunoon Park Technical, St. Andrew Technical, and Kingston Technical in the corporate area, Herbert Morrison Technical in St. James, Manchester High School in that parish, Dintel Technical in St. Catherine, Vare Technical in Clarendon, St. Mary Technical in that parish, and the Sydney Pagan STEM Academy in St. Elizabeth.
St. Andrew Technical, and their broad area of specialization is the logistics, transportation, road, sea, and air. And we have now narrowed that down to some specific areas. If you looked at Kingston Technical, we are looking at the broad area of the built environment and construction and infrastructure. When you go to the ICT and BPO sector, we are, that's the focus of Herbert Morrison. St. Mary Tech, and they are looking at the broad area of farm management, food processing, and so on. Dintel, in the broad area of livestock and small ruminants. And then we look at telecommunication, is the area of focus at the Noon Park Technical. Manchester High, we are looking at greenhouse technology, as they will have a greater focus on science and agriculture.
The schools will also be paired with leaders in their stated discipline, who will help them to establish courses that provide the required training and certification.
And our key strategy is to partner with industry leaders, because we believe that these schools is not just to provide general education, but education for a purpose and preparing the youngsters to be ready for the world of work from day one.
The goal is to ensure that students are trained to enter the fields which will be driving Jamaica's economic development going forward and make an immediate impact. Senator Skeffery is urging parents and students to gear up for a new approach to teaching and learning with the introduction of the STEM curriculum. This method is guaranteed to produce flexible, dynamic students, well-equipped to respond to the needs of Jamaica's labor market for today and tomorrow.
Let us feel ready. Let us catch the vibe. Education in Jamaica is on a new path. Transformation and STEM education is indeed the pathway to the future.
Save money, dog. Well, one good way is to save energy. So no more talk. Time for action, time for energy conservation.
Government through the public sector taking the lead.
Them an energy saving champion.
And if all we play for we part, then the plan must succeed.
I want to know that.
Ease upon the energy, upon the energy, upon the energy, upon the energy. Save today, protect tomorrow.
Ease up. This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.